Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly adopted a resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a joint funding agreement with the U.S. Department of the Interior, U.S. Geological Survey to cooperatively maintain Stream River Gauge's engaging stations. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce said,
"There's a cost in this joint agreement of $151,563, which is jointly shared by the borough and USGS. And we've had a longstanding agreement with USGS to provide this support, and they go out and do the work. They provide the gauges, they collect the data, they deliver the data, share it with us, and we just share in the cost of running the program, and that's what this request is for."
The stage-only gauging station located on the Anchor River near Anchor Point and the continuous record stream gauging stations located on Grouse Creek near Seward, the Snow River near Seward, the Kenai River at Cooper Landing, and the Kenai River below Skelak Lake Outlet near Sterling provide important hydrological data collected for flood warning and flood forecasting purposes on the Kenai Peninsula. The gauges have jointly been used by the Kenai Peninsula Borough and U.S. Geological Survey for several years under a joint funding agreement. The USGS will operate and maintain the stream gauge, maintain data at the site, record stage data each 15 minutes, and store the data online as well as in the USGS databases. The Kenai Peninsula Borough enters into the joint funding agreement to assist in minimizing flood damage by providing early warning of impending flood hazards to property owners in low-lying areas. The borough would pay $76,500. $163. The USGS would pay $75,000. The proposed joint funding agreement is for a one-year period from July the 1st of 2022 through June the 30th of 2023. More details at RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Department of Health says that while the risk of monkeypox for the general public remains low, residents should be aware of the disease and how it spreads. Monkeypox testing and vaccines are available in the state to help prevent further transmission of the disease that's new to the state. Treatment also is available in small supply and may be considered for some patients. The State Department of Health has reported a handful of cases in Alaska residents to the CDC. An additional case has been detected in Alaska and a non-resident. Monkeypox cases have been detected in all 50 states, plus Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia. Residents should seek testing if they have signs and symptoms of the disease, even if they don't have a known exposure. If you're suspected to have the disease, you are advised to keep the rash covered and to stay home while you await test results. Contact your local public health center or health care provider if you suspect you have it. The DOH expanded eligibility for the monkeypox vaccine earlier this month and is partnering with the Alaska Tribal Health System to ensure the statewide access to the vaccines. The vaccine currently is available in Alaska for people who have been exposed to it and for people at high risk of exposure before an exposure occurs. Following an FDA decision, the vaccine now can be administered into the skin for adults aged 18 and older. The method uses a smaller amount of vaccine and helps providers get more doses from a single vial of the vaccine, which increases the supply and expands eligibility. If you meet the criteria, contact your local public health center if you wish to be vaccinated. To prevent the spread of monkeypox, avoid close contact with people who've recently been diagnosed with monkeypox or with people who have monkeypox symptoms, such as a characteristic rash. The Alaska Department of Health says that monkeypox is not a sexually transmitted disease, but it can be spread through prolonged skin-to-skin contact. If you are in close contact with someone who has symptoms, for example, living with someone who has it, wear a face mask, limit skin-to-skin contact, avoid touching objects used by someone with the disease, and wash your hands often.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.